It's That Other Masonic Podcast. Here's Jared Adkins and Todd Whaley.
And welcome back once again to another episode of That Other Masonic Podcast. Brother Jared Adkins.
I'm Brother Todd Whaley.
A congested, nasally Brother yeah. Todd Whaley.
Yeah, I'm just getting over a cold. I feel great. I just can't get rid of the funk in my throat and my sinuses.
I already threatened if he gets me sick, because I'm a valuable member to society. I deliver the news on a daily basis to people around the world.
Anybody can do that.
You sound like your uncle, my boss. He goes, your job's not that important. Anybody can do your job. You are replaceable, Mr. Adkins.
You are.
I told him, I said, yeah, I might be replaceable, but you'd sure as hell lose a lot of entertainment during your day. At least twice a day, I have him thinking, why did I hire you?
Yeah, I can see that.
They had their big, I call it the Potter Fest. Yeah. Did you attend the Potter Fest?
No, we did not. We stayed home this time. We had some other things going on. I was supposed to go to the Castle Degree in Bowling Green, Indiana, and I ended up falling through. And so we kind of hung around the house and started decorating for fall.
We are doing a rare weeknight recording. I don't know when you'll hear this back, but as we're recording it, it's a middle of the week Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're coming off this past weekend, our big fundraiser of the year.
Oh, my God, yes.
Our country breakfast. I was there on Saturday. The alarm went off at 6 o'clock Sunday morning, and I said, nope.
What time did you get here?
I didn't come. I didn't show up.
I thought you came up Saturday.
I came up Saturday. The kids and I were here because we swapped weekends now, so now the weekends I have them fall on the breakfast weekends. And they helped. Bentley stacked waters, kept putting waters in the ice tray, you know, because thanks to my dad, we have cases of water for till the end of the world. Yeah. They said buy 10 for the Heimat Fest back in June. I think we bought 45.
Yeah, we'll have it for a while.
Yeah, so we have plenty of bottled water for a while. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
We don't have any of the numbers. Of course, we never disclose that anyways. No, but the rumor mill churns, and as master of the lodge.
It never slowed down when I was here Sunday.
So you were here Sunday?
I got here about 8 o'clock, and I left about 11:30. It never slowed down.
Well, as most lodges do, we never discuss financials on air. But I will say the rumor mill churns, and as master of the lodge this year, this makes me very happy. This was probably looking like the most successful breakfast we've ever had.
Yeah,
as the rumor mill churns.
You know, and I think that's a lot to do with the social media getting out there and us putting it out there, stuff like that. But also, you put it on the radio, I think it helps.
I put it on the radio. I put it on our very low wattage TV.
Yeah, but I think just the radio by itself, I think that helps out tremendously. Plus, you got everybody at the camp, Wildwood Campground comes down. There's a lot of people from down there.
And people coming up from Patoka on the weekends. There's always fishing at Patoka.
Yeah, so fishing, people are coming up. Yeah. It is a big camping weekend, too. It's a beautiful, beautiful weekend for camping.
Oh, it wasn't cold. It was perfect.
There was
perfect.
No rain. It was bluebird skies. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better weekend to go camping, really.
The gravy was, my dad made the gravy.
The gravy was good. I'll give that.
You know, my dad's been up here helping more and more at the breakfast now since I started and especially this year with me being Master of Lodge. Yeah, he's helping do everything.
He mentioned that. He comes up more now since you are Master of Lodge. Since I guess he thinks you're not going to put your weight. He might as well.
Yeah.
Wait. Hey, I'll be
able to. Wait, wrong one.
Yeah, a new one?
Yeah, I changed it. Nope. I'm looking for. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
But no, even that, I mean, being as sick as I was over the weekend, I didn't do anything but take trash out while I was up here. I greet everybody outside like we always do. We're always a welcoming committee.
I just hang out outside so I can vape, and I don't want to do any work. So I figure if I'm outside, I'm out of sight. I'm the ambassador. I'm the master of the lodge. Exactly, I should be ambassadoring.
Exactly. We're greeting people, making sure everybody gets enough to eat. Because you always ask them, do you get enough to eat?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's your own fault if you didn't.
I always look back at Marvin Webster's grandson.
Oh, gosh.
Winston.
When he left with like 30 pounds of bacon.
Remember when he goes last year, he goes, you care if I get a to-go plate to go home?
No,
sure you can.
Butter,
he comes out, and I wish you guys could see me right now. But how big of a stack? It would not close, and he was trying to mash it down. I mean, it was loaded with bacon, with sausage, with pancake. He goes, "Thanks, fellas. I get hungry." And I looked at Todd. I said, "That old boy's going to eat that before he gets home, because he might
last.
He's a big boy. He's not fat like
no,
me.
He's a healthy boy.
He's a country bumpkin.
He's a country strong boy. He's also a prison guard or something.
Yeah.
Like, good God, that thing won't last 20-minute ride home.
The food was good. Of course, me being healthy. I don't know if you can tell, I'm losing weight again.
You are losing weight.
I'm not sick, thank God, but just the last month and a half, 2 months, I've been taking better care of myself. Basically, without getting too much into my own personal stuff here on the podcast, when your doctor looks at you and says, "Hey, you're 37, do you want to live to see 40 or not?" She goes, "Would you like to see your son graduate college?" I'm like, "Damn, he's only a seventh grader. I got time."
College.
But then when she said, "Do you want to walk your daughters down the aisle one day?" And that's what
got
me.
Yep.
She goes, "I know you think you got time." She goes, "That's been your whole problem." She goes, "But once you get 40 and you try to lose weight and diet and everything," she goes, "it's harder." She goes, "So you might think you have time, but you don't." She said, "You're going to die." and point blank, well, I'll tell everybody on here, I have been... Can I use the phrase piss poor? I think we can.
I reckon.
I mean, we keep a really square tongue on here. We've never dropped any F-bombs. We had a past grandmaster use the B word one time, so I think I can say piss poor.
We pay piss poor, yeah.
So I have piss poorly managed my diabetes for the last few years, and that's not on anybody but me. It's just I just stopped caring. I didn't care. I don't check my blood sugar. I was eating anything I want, and she's like, "What are you doing?" My A1C at my doctor's appointment in the beginning of September was 13.
Is that good or bad?
That's bad.
Okay.
That's bad. She goes, "I'm going to give you some time to try to work on stuff." She goes, "But if I don't see that A1C lowered below 13 when you come back the week after Christmas," she goes, "I'm going to put you on a daily insulin injection." And I point blank told her, I said, "I will not take daily insulin."
I thought you already did it.
So what I take is, I'm a type 2. I take a once weekly injection called Trulicity. It's like kind of like insulin, but not insulin. It's hard to explain. I take it once a week. My mom was type 1 diabetic. My mom was born in 1967. She died when she was 39. She died six months shy of her 40th birthday.
Yeah.
So, but she was type 1 diabetic. She was diagnosed when she was 18 months. So that's like 1969, whatever. That was a death sentence back then.
Yeah.
But I watched my mom take shots every day, and I told my doctor, I said, "I won't take daily injections." Yeah. She goes, "Well, then get your stuff together," she goes, "or you're going to die." So,
yeah.
So anyways,
my grandpa went through all that too. He had diabetes and he drank like a fish for a long time and didn't take care of it. He ended up losing his vision, his kidneys, and both his legs.
My mom lost one of her legs and she lost her kidneys. The point I'm making in all this is the food was good, and I've been doing it, and I did really good. I had one plate. I had a full plate though. I had pancakes. Didn't use no syrup, but I had biscuits and gravy. I had some sausage. I had some bacon. I had some ham. I had some potatoes. The point is I smorgasbord one plate, full plate. But
you're supposed to do.
I did good. So, yeah, anyways,
I think that brings us maybe to a topic we could talk about: the health of Masons. Because we come to Lodge to eat. Me and you, we like to eat.
That's
we come to Lodge to eat. I mean,
that's my joke when we stand up. I only got back into Masonry to eat.
For the food, yeah.
Because I was single and divorced now, so it's like I need somebody to feed me.
And when I was still growing through the chairs at my original lodge, I'd be gone 5 nights a week because, A, you know, I got off work at 5 o'clock, and B, you throw $5 in a basket and eat pretty damn good that night.
We're going to get some hate mail from our northern Indiana and central Indiana brothers, but those are some of the fattest Masons in the state.
We're all about even.
Well, up there, as they've all mentioned, and you included, because you, Mr. Kokomo there, when you're in that hour north of Indianapolis whole area, you can do Masonry 6 days a week, you're eating at those 6 nights a week. So
it ain't none of it healthy.
This is the part where we make the green bean joke. Now, hey, for a callback to a prior episode I think we had last season. Can you explain to the listeners that might not understand the green bean joke, how that circulates on Masonic TikTok and everything? Explain what the green bean thing means.
Everybody asks what the letter G stands for inside the square and compass.
Right.
And the easy thing to tell them is, in a joke way, is that, well, it stands for green beans. We have green beans at every stinking meal. And we don't really, but green beans are so easy to make. And guys,
you just open up a can of green beans, a big can like they had in the cafeteria.
Yeah, warm it up, and you got your green beans for dinner.
Because one person always tries to get out of making stuff.
Yes,
and they're like, "I'll bring the green beans."
Yeah, but you can make green beans. More than I can make green beans. I mean, my 4 year old, my 6 year old would make green beans if I just sit there and watch him. But I mean, it's a simple dish. It's good. Green beans are awesome. I mean, now if you want to put the bacon fat on them and the ham and all that stuff, you could doctor them up, but just plain green beans are pretty awesome, in my opinion.
So here's the thing. I can't stand green beans right out of a can. I have to have a lot of salt and pepper.
Well, yeah.
I like fresh green beans baked in the oven with, like, olive oil and a little bit of salt. Oh, and yeah, here's a kicker. A little bit of Cajun Creole seasoning with it.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not very good. See, I like doing the fresh ones. I like just basically boil them, blanch them, eat them. You know what blanching is. I mean,
yeah.
Put them in cold water.
Yeah.
Eat them like that.
You blanch eggs.
Yeah, you boil eggs.
Boil eggs. Not blanch eggs, you boil eggs. My bad.
I mean, but, you know, but as far as Masons go, we do not really watch out for our health in Lodge. Now, you guys might be health fanatics outside Lodge, but a lot of times you go to Lodge, it's pizza or it's hamburgers or, you know, get the hair, but you might get pork chops, something like that, or spaghetti that's
we're just going to do this.
With grease and oil in it.
We're 10 minutes in. We're just going to do this whole hour about food.
Oh, God, I
think we can make an episode.
I had to stop on the way home.
Okay, now
frozen pizzas for my wife.
Here is where we're going to respect the brotherhood, and we're not going to name drop.
Who?
Worst meal you've ever had at a degree. We're not going to name drop the lodge because we're not those people. But off top of your head, worst meal type of food or the and setting or whatever.
One lodge I was at one time got fried chicken, and most of it wasn't done.
It was raw chicken.
It was fried. But the inside of it was still
very pink.
No, not very pink, but pink enough to make you worry about it. And it didn't quite taste right. It had a real bad, like, you know, that old oil taste?
Yeah.
Had that in there. And then the sides were kind of suspect, like they'd been out too long.
Ooh.
And I think I ate like 2 bites of chicken at night and like some coleslaw. And I might have had like 4 pieces of butter bread. That's about it.
That's when you're praying for the drive home that it don't hit your stomach exactly. And you've got to pull over. That's when you're checking the center console looking for napkins or baby wipes. Yeah. Like, oh, God, please tell me I got something.
And luckily, I didn't get no stomach problems or no food poisoning from it. I didn't hear about anybody else getting it. But I think everybody kind of noticed that this gas station, and it wasn't from around here. I'm not going to say where it's at.
No.
But I mean, it wasn't anywhere I would even go, be honest with you. But, I mean, I didn't know where it was at. But I just took one bite of it. I'm like, something ain't right. And I looked down, and it's kind of pink, and the bones are still kind of, you know, purple and bloody. And I'm like, something ain't right here. So,
if you're just joining us, we're talking about – look at me. I'm trying to be like the radio. If you're just joining us.
What's yours?
We're talking about food. This is Masonic Food Talk for this episode.
ASMR.
The worst meal?
Probably one I made for
you know this meeting. Is probably not a good idea for us to do this when we haven't had supper. Did you eat supper? Worked till 5 o'clock.
I worked till 4 tonight. I got
did you have early. Supper?
I got something on the way here. Yeah,
I haven't. This is a bad idea. Okay, so we're not name dropping. We'll name drop the positive stuff, but we're not going to name drop the bad stuff. Out of this was back in my early days, the first 5 years when I was with Grandpa. We went to a degree. Won't say where, but if you guys have been followers of the show, you know Grandpa's rule. Unless it was something really important, we'd go further. Otherwise, if it was within an hour or two of home, we would go.
Right.
We went to see a Master Mason degree one time, and I had been in about a year-ish, year and a half-ish. So you're looking like the fall of 2009. We went somewhere on a winter night, and we were going to have chili. Chili was on the menu. Now, Mason doesn't love chili?
It's hard to mess up chili.
Wait, I'm going to hit the right button this time, I promise. Damn it, I didn't. I want you to repeat that. Everybody, scrape that from your memory. Scrape that from your memory. I want another shot at this. Say it again.
It's hard to mess up chili.
Okay, you heard him, everybody. He said it's hard to mess up chili.
To me, it is. I'm sorry, but
so we
even bad chili is kind of good sometimes.
So we got to this degree. And the one thing I love about living in the southern part of the state
Right.
Is you have nice fancy lodges, but you've got some old school country lodges. Yeah. Country lodges. And I love that. I love a good old school country lodge. Like here up here. This is technically a country lodge, but we're a little bit more big city-ish. A little bit.
In Birdseye?
Oh, yeah. This is like a sophisticated redneck. You've got rednecks and hillbillies, and then you've got like sophisticated redneck. Anyways, we went to this country lodge, and I was like, what's on the menu? Well, we're having chili. So we get there, and I get a bowl of chili. And I notice at the time I'm filling the bowl, the chili's not very warm. So I'm like, whatever. I mean, we've all ate cold pizza. I know some people that fry chicken up and eat cold chicken left over the next day without heating it up. I mean, we've all done it. Yeah. Cold pizza is one of the best things. When you work night shift,
cold pizza
and a cold beer at 7 a.m. when it's technically 7 p.m. because you work night shift is pretty good.
That ain't bad.
But I noticed when I was filling the bowl up, the chili was kind of
lukewarm.
And I'm like, whatever. So then I start eating the chili, and then it tastes very cold.
That kind of greasy,
and it's cold, and
that grease kind of coats your mouth.
A couple other people start looking around, and finally, some older gentleman goes, "Brothers, why is this chili so cold?" Right like that. Never met the guy in my life. Couldn't even tell you his name now, but I can remember that just the way. Why is this chili so cold?
Okay,
and one guy. One guy's back in the kitchen, stands up. Oh, yeah. All our burners and stuff went out, and we didn't feel like reheating everything. So we just, we set it outside to try to let it get some, we set it in the sunlight to try to warm it up. It's like December.
What?
The sunlight.
The fudge.
Yes. Yeah, so they did. So this country lodge is serving cold chili, but. That's not the best part.
The sun could have sure warmed it up. No.
Okay. I know everybody right now is like, Jared, you're making this up. No, I'm not. But that's not the best part. You got to ask me what the best part.
What's the best part, Jared?
We're not name dropping.
No.
Out of respect. I don't even know if I could tell you the name of this lodge anymore. But I'll tell you off air.
Cold chili.
The best part? They said this chili was cooked like a week before. I remember looking at some guy again, first time I'd ever been to this lodge, don't know anybody there. It's within 2 hours of Du Bois County, but it's a country lodge.
Oh god.
And I looked at some guy and he's like, I don't think I'll be back to this lodge again. So, you sat through the degree.
Now, the place where I got the bad chicken, I went back and 99% of the time their food was good. They just got a bad batch of chicken is what it was.
But how do you serve about a week old chili and then the burners go out on your stove or whatever so you can't heat it up? So you set it in the sunlight to try to heat up a pan of chili.
You can't take it home.
Or have somebody go get a crock pot and dump it all in there. And like
I don't get it either. But now, what's the best meal you ever had at Lodge?
The best meal I ever had at a degree is a three-way tie. And I'll ask you yours.
Go ahead.
There's a three-way tie.
Interesting.
February 29th, 2008. Why is that date famous for us?
When you got raised.
That's when I got raised. We had lamb.
It's famous for you. I don't give a shit.
We had lamb up here. First time in my life I ever had lamb. My grandfather.
Did you have mint and jelly? Probably not.
I don't think so. My grandfather.
Mutton ain't nothing.
My grandfather, Skinner, and our secretary, who at the time that I got raised was the junior warden, our secretary, Philip, they all went in. I don't know where they went and got it from, but I've never had a protein that savory, delicious. It was fantastic.
Lamb is awesome.
Lamb. And then, of course, you just think about masonry and, you think about the stories in the Bible and it's like, we're eating a lamb. Like, how cool is that? Like, that's one. That's hard to pick. That's three-way tie. Again, if you're joining us, it's food talk for the first time in show history.
For now. We got other topics.
We can do, maybe it'll be a Masonic mix. Maybe we'll throw some more stuff in.
We're just talking tonight.
But I'm enjoying this. This will be something different. We like a little bit of variety on the show. So the second one was also good, but it was also the story behind it. That was the infamous Riley Lodge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the fiasco. Okay, so for refresher for everybody, just a brief refresher.
This is what a hell of a night, bro, Jared.
I had been back into masonry about a month, mm-hmm. and I was really getting into it. I was reading Jackie and Michael Pettigrew's emails, and I found out that there's a lodge called whatever the lodge was, but it's in Jasonville. It was going to be about a two-hour drive.
Jasonville Lodge, wasn't it?
It might have been just called Jasonville.
Yeah, I think it was.
Jasonville, Indiana. Yes. It was about a two-hour drive from work. We didn't work Fridays at the factory, so we did
410s. Still at Wapaka.
No, I was over here in Jasper.
After a year at Verse.
Yeah, we didn't work Fridays. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get out and see more degrees. Todd and I had only known each other about a month. He had a little bit longer a month. It was November. It was cold November night. I took a shower at work in the factories. I put on all my good jeans, good boots, and everything, and I start driving. And I make good time. I get up there with about 35, 40 minutes to spare before the degree starts. So
enough time to eat.
Enough time to eat, yeah. And, you know, introduce myself. And I notice when I get there, the lodge is dark.
No lights.
Now, this lodge was in the middle of a town, you know, it was just kind of a pass-through town, but it was an old building.
Size bird's eye.
Yeah, basically. And I go around, look at all the doors, it's dark. And of course, it's a different building. I'm thinking maybe it might be like some of these lodges like Paoli and stuff where you go in one way, but the actual lodge is up. So I'm thinking.
I haven't been there yet, but yeah.
So I finally decide if anybody knows what's going on, it's our secretary. So I call Philip. I'm like, because he'll know.
He knows. Yeah.
He goes, hey, that degree got canceled. He said, you're not in Jasonville right now, are you? Mm-hmm. I said, mm-hmm. So he goes, sorry, guy. So I know in the back of my mind, because I was deciding that right outside of Terre Haute is Riley, Indiana. Terre Haute's about an hour away, 45 minutes from where I'm at.
You called me, asked me what you do. I'm like, I either drive home or keep going to somewhere.
So I used this story about how masonry keeps going. So I could have drove home dejected, but I decided to drive the extra 45 minutes to an hour, and I go to Riley Lodge.
Yeah.
And I get there right as they're starting to get ready to go into the lodge room. And they all ask me, and they don't ask to see Dew's car, but they can tell I'm a brother, and I talk to him and everything, and I told him the story. And the master of that lodge, cannot remember the guy's name, says, this young brother, he said, he's had a little bit of a night. We're going to hold this degree about 20 minutes, let this young man get his belly full, and then we'll go upstairs. Bad part about that was a Master Mason degree that night.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's a late night.
And again, we're not working Fridays.
Right, still.
I got back home about 2 o'clock, 2:30 that morning after getting up at 4:30 Thursday morning to go to work, working all day Thursday. Ooh. Anyways, they had home-baked lasagna and garlic bread.
Oh, yeah.
This was the best lasagna.
What's what's that public place that you can, OTC or OFS? I don't forget.
OFS.
Well, that's a bit off furniture, but I mean, like wasn't no Sam's Club.
No.
It was homemade probably.
Yeah.
Wasn't no Costco or home.
Over the counter stuff, basically, yeah.
Wasn't no pre-made frozen.
No, this was homemade and garlic bread. So that meal was good because, one, it was good, but because that's what it's about, the brotherhood and friendship. Yeah. I told them the story. And they kind of laughed and were like, so you ended up driving more like 3.5 hours.
Damn near.
I said, basically, I started work this morning at 4:30, and they didn't have to. But the master of that lodge stood up, and there was a lot of people, because that's within, you know, that's basically outside of Terre Haute.
Yeah,
so there's a lot. Crowd, there was 50, 60 people there night.
Wow, yeah.
That was a good crowd for this Master Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, We're going to hold this degree over just about 15 or 20 minutes. That's all right. Like, let's let this brother get something to eat, which they didn't have to do. So, and I was very appreciative. And that night when I left, after everybody was going around the room doing the congratulations and introductions, two of those brothers, one on one side of the room, one on the other, stood up and said, hey, thank you. I'll never forget this. Young traveler. I'm like, in my early 30s. Like, whatever.
You're
probably
the youngest one there.
Yeah, but they're like, young traveler. They're like, be safe. And they gave me a coffee mug to take home celebrating the 150th anniversary. So that one, and then
one more
three-way tie. The other best meal, I'm not going to lie, was
the pork burger at the Oklahoma Sonic Green Team.
No, that was pretty good. It was the last degree I seen over here in Jasper at Line Lodge. And Pat Fromey made that white turkey chili.
That's the last time you've been to Limelodge? God,
yeah, I haven't been since. We missed
last year.
No, it wasn't last year. It was earlier this year. It was back when it was cold yet. It was like February, March.
Well, yeah.
But I guess basically it's been almost, it's October now.
Yeah,
but
a year.
It was that white turkey chili.
That was good.
And I was, oh my God. White turkey chili.
Who would have thunk it?
No. And I was like, Pat, what? He goes, well, who would have thought of making their chili with turkey? He goes, I did.
I did with chicken, white chili chicken.
So those were my three-way tie. The spaghetti and garlic bread at Riley Lodge, the lamb from my Master Mason, and Pat Fromey's delicious, you know, turkey.
Oh, yeah.
So what about you? Best meal you've ever had at a lodge?
And it's going to be so basic. It's from my Roosevelt Lodge up there in Kokomo.
Roosevelt, which we'll record from one day.
Yeah. Or New London, either way. But
I laugh off camera. Adam Nelson, are you hearing this, baby?
They had a past master's night up there. And I was past master. You know, I was still master, right. But I was past master. And they made ribeyes for everybody. Probably 40, 50 guys there.
Time out, Hoss. Let me put you on stop real quick.
They made ribeyes for everybody there.
Ribeyes is an expensive cut of meat.
Yeah.
You're not feeding 50 brothers for a degree ribeyes.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go broke.
I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Are you serious right now?
They were the most tender ribeyes, had the baked potato, the salad, the bread on the table. But they only did it like once a year for past master night.
All right.
During the degree work, or before a degree, but all the past masters did the degrees.
That thought has led me to another thought. We always get on the heated discussions about chili and Freemasonry.
Oh, Jesus.
Baked potato.
What?
What's going on your baked potato? I'll tell you what's going on. On your baked potato?
Anything you want to put on it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, fun fact.
Baked potato is a blank slate. If you want to put cheese and broccoli on there, put cheese and broccoli. If you want just butter, put butter on. You want sour cream and bacon. Whatever you want to put on a baked potato, put on a baked potato.
I eat my baked potato one of two ways, depending on what I'm in the mood for. If it's a baked potato, I load it. And when I say loaded, I mean the general loaded with the butter, sour cream, cheese, and bacon bits, right? Or every once in a while, I get in a mashed potato mood, but I want the skin. I'll take my fork, flatten it out, throw a little bit of butter, a little bit of salt, and I still include the sour cream.
True.
And I have mashed potatoes. So I'll be interested to see since, you know, you realize we start to get more and more feedback on episodes when we ask questions. People start to reach out more and more responding to like, hey, what about this? But anyway, so let's hear it from our listeners.
What's your
favorite lodge meal? And
what's the worst one you ever had?
The worst one you've ever had. And a bonus question just for me. How do you eat your baked taters?
One bite at a time.
This is fun. We're going to do this. We're going to make this a full food episode. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about traveling here lately. I've been doing a lot of damn traveling here.
And you've been eating a lot. No, I haven't traveled at all.
But no, I mean, I traveled to Mount Carmel Lodge, or Mount Vernon Lodge over in Illinois. So Illinois Master Mason degree. For Brother Willis, we met on TikTok.
Yes, Brother Willis. By the way, he texted me today. He said, I forgot to send your spotted cow at Todd. You have been traveling a lot, and everything you've been... Spotted Cow, the greatest beer ever made, man. He said he was going to send you...
You know, you mentioned to me.
He was going to send you some Spotted Cow.
It was a big night for him.
I had to work. So here's the thing. You've been doing a lot of things lately that I'm supposed to be with you at, and every single one of them, something has came up, or I've had the kids. So I have done virtually no traveling in a while.
I mean, before
we just missed a Master Mason degree this past two nights ago. Line.
I couldn't make line logs.
You still weren't feeling good, and then I had work stuff, and I was like, I'm just not going
to
go.
Yeah, I mean, and that's part of it, not opposed to getting, you know, your vocation and everything, but I was just sick. I didn't want to get out of the house. I worked all day, worked 10 hours that day, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to stay home. I told my wife, said I could go, and I'm like, nah, I just don't feel like going tonight, because I don't want to get anybody else sick either. You know, that's a big thing. I was still kind of pretty coughing, hacky, and snotty. Not like now, but
I wasn't around for COVID. I didn't come back to Lodge till October of 2021. So,
yeah, you were here for COVid.
No, I wasn't. Well, I mean, it was still going on.
We started doing it during COVID.
I came back to Lodge during October of 2021.
Yeah,
that's when we were back opened up. Yeah, we're back opened up. So I don't know what Lodge was like during the COVID era, but I imagine anybody that had even the slightest sniffle didn't come.
No, it was pretty much non-existent, and yeah.
I believe.
You'll still see Lodge have hand sanitizer on every station.
Was there face masks in Lodge? I bet there was.
There was. Some people wore face masks. You didn't have to, but Grand Lodge didn't say you had to, but they did want you to use hand sanitizer on everything. if you shook somebody's hand, sanitize first, blah, blah, blah. But I tell you what, Illinois Master Mason degree is crazy. It's a lot like ours. It really is, like Indiana's Master Mason degree. But their rod work is so scary to me.
You said that at the last one you went to with Greg Sidwell. Yeah, well, he wasn't there.
Yeah, but I went to EA degree over in Toledo, but how they had to hold it out just right and everything, and they got across, and they do all the switches and stuff like that. If it had been me, someone would have lost an eye, because I would have caught somebody with a square or edge of a compass in the corner of their eye or hook in their mouth or something like that. But they did something really neat. You know when there's confusion in the temple, right? Because, you know, there's no plans right on the trestle board. They actually have people get up, like a whole row of people get up and yell, "What's going on here?" I'm like, that is a neat way to do it. Because you think about it, the only audience we have for these degrees is the candidate, right?
Right.
Okay, when we say the confusion in temple, they hear one guy talking, what the hell of confusion?
No.
So I figured something like that would be, if we started to, we had something like that to our ritual, it'd be more something to see the guy's mind, okay, there is confusion.
I don't think we're giving anything away either, are we? We're flirting with the line a little bit.
You could probably edit some of that.
Nah, I don't know.
But no, even,
hey, the Ruffians episode is like our top five episodes now.
I can't believe that. But even that, like...
chef's kiss.
The craftsmen, the 12 craftsmen are like that. They have all 12 of them there. And they all have a part to play.
In Southern Indiana, you have three people play 12 craftsmen.
Right, and that's all across state, too. I mean, it's not just Southern Indiana. We did the same thing up north. But then somehow I get rung into being a craftsman. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. You got to kill me. But I said, just follow us and say what we say. Okay, whatever. But it's so neat how they do their work, and it's so similar to ours, but yet some of the rules we follow, they don't follow.
The real question that everybody wants to know is, what did they feed you in Illinois?
We had lasagna, garlic bread, salad. Yeah, dessert I didn't have with
it. Brother Brody degree coming through in the clutch.
Yeah, it was, I know, and it was crazy. And no one could believe I would drive 2 hours to see a Master Mason of a man.
But he's our friend.
Whom I've never met in person before.
He's in our TikTok circle.
Yeah, he's in our TikTok circle of friends, man. But these guys get up there and they're like, you actually drove 2 hours, left your happy home. I said, yep. To be in a Master Mason degree for a man you never met in person.
I go, yep. What time did you get back to Dubois County?
About 1 o'clock in the morning.
And that was on a Monday or Tuesday night?
Monday night, yeah.
So, and you usually get up at 5 for work because you're at work at 6. So you slept about 4 hours.
Yeah, I got about that, yeah. But the thing about it thundered and lightning and rained all the way home.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as I walked out of the back door of the lodge, it was pouring down rain. I mean, like sheets of rain. And I'm like, okay, well, this is fun. So I drove home with thunder and lightning. I swear at one point, lightning struck the side of the interstate right next to me because it got real bright and I saw a real flash of fire come next to me. I mean, I wasn't in danger or anything. I knew that, but it was kind of freaky. But it was that way all the way home. If a guy had epilepsy, he probably had a seizure because it was like that all the way home, just flash, 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 flash. But it was an awesome degree, and they have a beautiful lodge up there, a big old gigantic lodge.
Did you take pictures?
Yeah, I got some on there.
Did you post it on TikTok?
I thought I did.
I haven't been on TikTok in a while. People are starting to send search parties again. I got to come back.
But it was just so neat. They have a big, giant lodge room. They have a big banquet hall and everything. And you can really
bigger than our lodge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, two or three-story building. They're big, nice Templar Yorkites in that building, too. And it's there.
Was guys, it in Mount Vernon?
It was in Mount Vernon, okay. Yes. Mount Vernon.
A name synonymous with Southern Indiana Masons. Mount Vernon, Indiana, Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Every state's got Mount Vernon. I just got back from Mount Vernon, Kentucky 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
With that cave degree down again.
So we're going to have Brother Shaggy on coming up sometime over the course of the next few episodes to kind of touch base. I was supposed to go with you to this one this year. Last year, I had my best friend's wedding. This year...
Your ex-wife got married.
My ex-wife got married, and we had to switch our kids' schedule, which happens. And Dad was busy, so he couldn't keep the kids. So, I missed out again. Did anybody ask? You didn't bring Jared with you this time? Was
everyone who knew who we were said, "Where's Jared at?" He goes, "It's another story." He had what he. Him and his wife had to switch weekends. It was his weekend to watch kids. And I said, you know, there's no use. Get away from your kids. So
yeah.
And everybody understands stuff like that. It's not like they're going to hold
you. You know what feelings. That means, though? That means that everything we're doing, people are finally starting to take notice of. We have a great show. We have even better listeners. Our listeners are the reason we have such a great show, because word of mouth.
Right.
They share it everywhere. So
I talked to a few guys about it. One guy, I was videotaping my walk into the cave.
Yeah.
It's about a 4-minute walk into that cave. It's not flat either, but it's, you know, pretty rolly up and down all the way in there and everything. And it's dark and it's cold and it's kind of smells a little funny sometimes. But one guy goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm getting content for my podcast and for on my social medias." "Well, what podcast are you from?" I said, "That other Masonic podcast." "Well, I've never heard of you." "Well, why not?" So I talked to him a few minutes about that. And
so going back to November of 2021, when Todd's like, "You got podcast equipment?"
So long ago.
Yeah, so long ago. Todd's like, "You got podcast equipment?" "Yeah." "We should start a podcast." I'm like, "I have one." "No, we should start one about masonry." The infamous line.
No one listens
to Freemasonry podcasts.
Freemasons do. Mm.
So I was never so glad to be wrong. Sure. But when he, "All right, Todd, fine, let's do one. What do you want to call it?" "I don't know, that other Masonic podcast." Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So then I rattle off like 30 different names, and he goes, "Those are all stupid." Something was like the 812 Gavel and the Midnight Hour Boys and all this.
Or Cloaked and Hoodwinked or something.
Cloaked
like
and
that.
Hoodwinked and all this stuff. And Todd's like, "This is all garbage."
I wasn't that mean about it.
Maybe not, but you were thinking it. I could see it in your face.
I was.
Like, I don't want to, you know, I don't have the heart to tell him this is garbage.
I'm like,
so then finally, I was
simple,
just like,
it's to the point, that other Masonic podcast.
And now it just rolls off the tongue. Everybody's like, "Hey, you guys are that other Masonic podcast." No, literally, you guys are that other Masonic podcast.
I know. Which, so. I mean, it just, you know, we couldn't be at refreshment. We couldn't be traveling men. We couldn't be winding stairs. We couldn't be the third degree.
The first three knocks.
Yeah, we couldn't be the square and level or whatever most of them are.
The working tools. Masonic improvement.
Right. You know, we weren't that. We're not those guys. We're not academics.
We're two rednecks with a podcast that was the first, no longer the only.
In the state of Indiana.
In the state of Indiana.
Which I like the boys from Bedford. They call themselves the Nitwits.
I have yet to, no offense, I will check it out. I always give love. I have yet to check it out. Bedford Lodge, the boys up there, they have reached out, I believe. We've talked to them
talked to them several times.
My favorite story is, did you say they asked you if you would be okay with them starting a podcast?
It wasn't them, no. It was the boys out of Alabama.
Why would we care?
I know. I mean,
I don't mean to come off like a butthead, but
I don't
like
have a copyright, a patent, a Masonic podcast.
Yeah, like why would we care? Of course, there's always enough love to go around.
If you want to start a podcast, if you want to call it that other Masonic podcast,
well,
I don't care.
You know? Slow your roll there, Big Jim. I might be like, "Hey, maybe you could call it not that other Masonic podcast."
I mean, anything you're doing to put the light out there, go for it, man. If you got a newsletter, anything, knock yourself out. You hear that? ASMR, buddy.
A cold, refreshing Diet Mountain Dew. I have severely cut out my soft drinks. Back to this a minute ago, and she's like, she goes, "How many soft drinks are you drinking a day?" I'm like, "Yeah, it just depends. Probably 6 to 8 Diet Mountain Dews a day." She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "You need to cut that out to like one or none." I'm like, "I'm not giving up my soft drinks."
What's wrong with Diet Mountain Dew? So 10 calories, no sugar.
So I'm down to like maybe one soft drink a day.
There's a lot of sodium.
I'm drinking. I got one of those big 64-ounce water bottles at work. Yeah. I'm probably drinking 2 or 3 of those a day. I piss like every 30 minutes.
Yeah, I couldn't do it at work.
But so here's the thing. So
I get nothing done all day.
This is as Todd says, maybe it's a Masonic health, maybe it's a food, maybe it's a Masonic mix. Going back to this, though, it's amazing what you discover and what becomes habit after you start making subtle diet changes.
Oh, yeah.
And I have learned over the years that I screwed myself out of 37 years of my life, because I have found out now that there was times my fat ass, and I can say it because it's my show, it's your show, it's our show.
Okay.
there was times when my fat ass was eating just because I was bored, right. Just to be eating.
That's the biggest
thing. You know the worst world. Thing? I would stand there snacking on something while I was looking in the fridge to find something to eat.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like, A, you're either not that hungry, or B, I just drink a crap load of water, and it's like, I'm not hungry.
That's why I don't buy snacks at my house. My wife's a snacker.
I've cut down on the kids' snacks in the house because I found out when they go back to Rachel's on Sundays, then it's all there, and I'm like, ha, 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 bring daddy that sweet tooth.
Yeah, but Jill comes from, her dad's a big snacker, and Jill's a snacker. She sitting there watches TV or whatever, she likes to have something to snack on. And I'm always telling her, that just empty calories does not do anything for you.
It's all processed. It's all carbs.
You might be pretzels, might be chips, it might be, you know.
I still stumble, and I still make mistakes. Right. But for the most part, for these last 2 months, I made a change. I may or may not have had a slice of very sugary blueberry cobbler because my landlord came down here to the breakfast on Sunday, and they bought food, and then they bought a big blueberry cobbler. And everybody that knows me knows that blueberry flavored pie, blueberry cobbler, all that stuff. Blueberry is my go-to.
Yeah, I don't like blueberries.
So I smashed some blueberry cobbler. So I do have little slip-ups here, but for the most part, I've kept to what I'm doing. I'm making serious changes, and it's amazing what's becoming a habit.
See, I'm not a snacker because we didn't have it growing up. We didn't. We were kind of poor growing. We just didn't have snacks around the house.
We had crackers and peanut butter.
See, we probably didn't even have that most of the time.
Okay, I'm lying to you.
My parents' famous line, I'm not going to buy it, you're just going to eat it. Okay.
I used to sneak cans of icing that my mom would have for cakes.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid. That's one of the reasons I got so fat. I would just open up a jar of icing and sit there and eat it.
Yeah, it's good with graham crackers. I'll give you that.
Maybe like, where's the icing? So the snack cabinet was above the washing machine. In the kitchen, because after you leave the kitchen and start to head to the bathroom, there was the washing machine.
Right.
And the snack cap was buff. So when I was a little kid, I couldn't get it. So I learned I would just climb up onto the washing machine and get the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed to say this, but for a brief period of time when I was younger.
Came to the door.
they put some stuff on the on the lock cabinet so I couldn't get in there and get the snacks out.
Well, when you're a little kid, you want what you want. I mean, plain and simple. You want it, you're going to get it. You know, you're a determined little guy. Who cares?
I wish that applied to adulthood because I want $1 million, but I don't know if I'm going to get $1 million.
Well, you got to work for it.
I have a theory that I could get $1 million, but it involves an armored truck and possibly jail time. So
yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. I don't think they'll let me podcast in the big house.
Yeah, well, you're talking to something, but we'll be a microphone.
Wow. Wait, I think this sounds better.
Why do we have a show?
But, you know, have you ever seen a Kentucky Master Mason degree, though?
No.
It is chaos. You know, ours is pretty regimented. Everybody knows what they're going to say. There's a certain way it goes and everything. It's, you know, it's letter perfect, as we say.
Kentucky's the wild frontier, man.
Kentucky, they ad-lib a lot there because there's no set ritual in Kentucky. There's an outline of the ritual and everything.
How do you not have a set ritual?
I don't know. I did meet the Grandmaster, and I was going to talk to him about it, but then he got, you know, he had 100 people talking to him anyway.
Would that be Richard Short?
Yes.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's a good Mason. Greg Rocky, who was on the show yeah. a couple seasons ago, Greg had nothing but good things to say. About Mr. Short. I don't remember if he said it on tape or if it was in between recording. But
he just finished his year. I think this week they had their
yes at where we sat here on the night of Wednesday, October 23rd. They finished up their communications this week.
Yeah, which
or last week, whatever.
But he did. He opened a regular form. Their opening's a little bit different than ours. Not much, but a little bit. But then he closed the ample for him because it was getting kind of late.
Is Grand Lodge down in Louisville or Lexington? I thought it was in Louisville. I'm pretty sure it was in Louisville because I thought they were at the Galt House. And isn't that a Louisville place?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think Grand Lodge, I don't know where.
You know, we're going to get a text from Kevin, another one of our Masonic circles on TikTok. Yeah. Kevin's going to be like, it's here in Louisville.
I'm not sure. I know it's not a big building.
I thought it was in Louisville.
I know they don't have like a big temple.
We can be in Louisville in an hour. That's how close we are.
Yeah. I'm not sure, be honest with you. I think it might be Lexington.
Lexington's a lot further. That's like
It's like Frankfort, Lexington.
That's like two or three hours.
Yeah, because I just drove through all that stuff last week or 2 weeks ago. So, which is so neat to go down at Cave Degree because, you know, you drive down 64 through Louisville, you see in the Yum Center and the ballpark and Louisville Sluggerfield.
The Louisville Bats.
You can see all that stuff down through there, but then you start driving through and you start passing all the distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, Wild Turkey, Buffalo Trace, Woodford Reserved, and all the smaller ones. I mean, basically, you're on the main drag of the Bourbon Trail right through 64 right there.
Isn't that what it's called, the Bourbon Trail?
Yeah. Yeah. When I told my wife, I was like, one day I just want to just go to one of the distilleries. Just kind of check it out, maybe do a tasting. I don't know, it'd be crazy. But even then, I might come back going, I don't want to do that again. But you go past all that, but then you go right off the interstate. You go to get 64, you get to 75, you go through Richmond, you go by Bucky's and everything.
Oh, man, I could have went. We could have stopped at a Bucky's.
Yeah, I stopped the way back. But as soon as you get off the 75, you get to, you know, go to the stop here, you make a real sharp turn and go to this country road. And if I hadn't had my GPS on, it'd been very hard to drive that road because – there's not a straight stretch on it. It's all up and down, you know, just it's mountain holler hills.
You talk about country masonry. Oh, yes. Country masonry.
Oh, indeed. And there's no cell phone signal back here. Zero. Once you get down like towards the backside of the mountain, zero cell phone signal. My nothing worked. I barely got radio signal down there from a radio. It's like, wow, this place is deep, deep dark woods here.
I bet you there's something flowing in them hills down in there.
Maybe. I didn't see nothing, but it was
some of that old Smoky Mountain Skullbuster, baby.
I don't know about that, but it's fun going down there because you're meeting guys from all over the, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee. I think there's 9 states there this time.
I got to pick on our Kentucky brothers. I mean, they think we're Indiana hillbillies, and we think they're Kentucky, a bunch of backwoods.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't say what I want to say. It's a lot of jokes that wouldn't be appropriate for the show.
They're Master Mason degree. I'm saying to a guy from Ohio.
Ohio?
I think he's from Cincinnati area, if I remember right. And we're watching this, and I look at him, and he looks at me, I said, do you know what's going on? He goes, I haven't a clue. I said, yeah, but how long you been? I said, 22 years. He goes, how long you been? He goes, about 15. I go, I've never seen my dude this way.
Was it cold?
Not really. It was about 64, 65 degrees.
How was the walk up the hill for lunch? I wouldn't have walked it, I promise.
Oh, yeah. It was a struggle. Our friends from New Albany, I can't think of his name. Richard Jeffries. He made it with me the first time. I think he did all, every time we went up and down, I think he walked it. He's a good sized fellow.
He's a good sized fellow like me and you. He's of the round variety.
Yeah, right. And yeah,
I'm telling you right now, my fat ass wouldn't have walked it.
Hey, we took a break halfway up.
I'm not taking any break. I'm just gonna sit on my butt and they can drive me. I would not. I am an old man. I am a senior citizen. Yeah. I do not have to do this.
You're 10 years younger than I am.
I've lived a long, hard life.
You lived a soft life, son. But that kind of travel, I enjoy doing that. Next year, I want to go to the Cave Degree in Tennessee, but here it's something to see. I mean, but you're talking 300, 400 people at that one.
What Todd fails to mention is that some of the most fun that we've had is the travels 2 degrees.
Yes.
Especially the road trips where we're taking an hour. Founders Day was good. I took a nap on the way home.
You take a nap every time we go somewhere.
That is true. Or I have to stop and pee every 5 minutes.
Or it's like, hey, let's work on it. You got to do EA degree in 2 weeks. Let's work on the ritual. Okay, I'm just going to rest my eye for a little bit.
I woke up when we got off 69. We were back in Greene County, close to Crane. And you're like, you just slept the whole trip. We're going to be home in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's that good that I can trust my brother behind the wheel and not have anything to worry about.
No problem with that. But
the problem was that we go to Del Toro's. Every time for Founders Day and Grand Lodge.
And you overeat.
And I overeat and I get a full belly. And then I'm like, I mean, my eyelids were like this. And Todd could just tell. He's like, he's going to fall asleep.
Well, I looked at John. I said, about 10 minutes. He goes, huh? I said, 10 minutes. He'll be out. No. I'm just going to rest my eyes.
I'm surprised you didn't African pigeon me. African pigeon. Slam the brakes and swerve. My head goes right off the dashboard.
I didn't want to hurt the dashboard.
Yeah.
It's my wife's car, so.
But that's some of the most fun. Some of the most fun parts and enjoyable and core memories of masonry.
It's the fellowship.
Not just with you.
Right.
It's been with so many people in the cars, the traveling. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, you have fun and you talk and you tell jokes and everything. But what people outside the fraternity don't understand is a lot of these car rides are filled with conversations about masonry. Yeah, and you learn so much, especially when you go back to my youth when I was a 20-year-old kid.
Some of the old guys in the car with you, they'll tell you some stuff.
Yes, that's where I was going. When I was a 21, 22, 23-year-old kid, sitting there hearing some of these stories.
Oh, yeah.
Or think about, why do they say this in this degree? Well, what do you think about it? Look at it this way. This is what the symbol, and you're like, your eyes are being opened.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't really do a whole lot of that because, you know, most of the guys who were retired, they got work before I did. They'd be there before I was. So I would enjoy working myself anyway because I kind of enjoy being by myself a lot of times. But when you're in the car with all your buddies and everything, and I always say that podcast that Refreshment did, the car cast that Mark and
the Marty car did, cast.
They call it the car cast. That was one of my favorite episodes they did because it was just two guys driving to, I think they're going to Michigan State Ground Association meeting. And there's two guys in the car talking about masonry, talking about, you know, all the stuff they do for Grotto. And then you got off of them, you know, they want to go eat at this place. They want to go have a beer at this place. They want to go do this. But it's just two guys in the car talking about masonry. And I thought it was a great episode to kind of show everybody that this is what real masonry is. It's not inside the lodge room. It's outside the lodge room.
I'm going to peel back the veil and let everybody get a good look at Todd Whaley. That sounded
a little nasty.
That's I didn't think. Wait. I didn't think about how that sounded before I said that. Metaphorically, I'm going to pull back the veil. I speak on the radio every day. Metaphorically, I'm going to peel back the veil and let everybody get a look at Todd Whaley. So when this first started, Todd's like, man, I don't really travel with people. He's like, yeah, you want to do this, that's fine, but you got to drive on your own. And now we go everywhere, and Todd drives, or we make John drive.
Well, at the time, if my wife didn't need her car, I'd take her car. But if she needed her car, we'd take John because neither one of our cars were good enough to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But now I got a decent enough car.
But in the beginning stages, in the beginning stages before there was a podcast and even a few months into the podcast, it was, I don't travel with people. And then it was like, we're doing a show together. Why are we not traveling? And then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So, but in the beginning, Todd's like, he didn't want any company.
I got used to this driving place by myself.
And now we go and we listen to.
Here's the way I look at it. You know, back in the day, you know, I got a big family and everything. Three older sisters, mom, dad, and I was the youngest. I didn't get a whole lot of choices of what I was doing. I was following the crowd, so to speak. If I want to go anywhere, I follow the crowd. Well, now, if I want to do something, I just go do it. I don't ask anybody. If I want to stay and hang out after lodge, talk to everybody, I'll do that. If I want to leave right away, I'll leave that. I always feel bad when I'm sitting there hanging out, talking to everybody after lodge, and the guy with me says, hey, I got to get home. I got to be up at a certain time. Well, okay, that's fine, but you know, I need to, but I kind of want to hang out and talk to everybody. Or if he's talking to everybody and I don't want to get going, I don't want to feel like I'm rushing him.
You know, but I mean? You and I just don't care, so we're just like, no. Well, Todd's like, we're staying, or I'm like, we're going, and then we're like, okay, we're both in agreement. We've never had one car disagreement between us, aside from falling asleep and passing a little bodily gases.
You do that crap, you're walking. I'm sorry.
I have been you know, they say the average human has like 2 pounds of natural gas in him. I've got like 30, and Todd has fell victim. Todd has fell victim in the lodge room before, but I was threatened in the car, so I respectfully respect that.
Well, here's a subject we can bring up, and so I've been thinking about a lot here lately.
This is a great episode.
We were talking to Dave Morgan
to open
the season up. Grandmaster Dave Morgan this year.
Again, pat on the back. What other Masonic podcast has there not a past, but their current sitting Grand Master on their show?
I'm sure some have.
I don't remember. I don't recall.
But, you know, Grand Lodge has been one day for the last, what, 4 or 5 years, right, since COVID early hit.
Pretty much.
One day of
Grand Lodge. I miss the old days when it was 2 days.
Right. And, you know, how
they gave you a reason to take 2 days of vacation and have fun in Indianapolis. Exactly. Just get a hotel room.
Exactly. No, but I was thinking, okay, I always say, hey, we got to make a big deal out of masonry so everybody else will see how big of a deal it is. You know, if we don't celebrate, like have the big installation, the big dinners, you know, get in the parades, make a big deal of it, why is anyone else going to make a big deal out of it, right? Well, I'm saying, okay, Grand Lodge needs to be more than one day. And I think everybody is seeing that now because we can't get through all our business in one day at a Grand Lodge session here in Indiana. And we haven't for the last 3 or 4 years.
Agreed.
We usually everything's tabled next year. Right now, we got like 3 years of crap tabled. And it's terrible, horrendous, actually. But why not, instead of having it just 2 days, why not spread it to a third day? Hear me out. But the nights in between the sessions have get-togethers and, you know, like a tailgating party or a barbecue or have a band come play out in the Skystrike parking lot or something like that. Make it where you're not just going back to your hotel room or hitting a bar or something like that. Where everybody's getting together who's at Grand Lodge, having a get-together and a festive board or whatever you want to call it. Now, because Grand Lodge is in May, the weather's usually pretty nice. Yeah, the 500's going on, but it's all the way to the other side of the west side of town. So it's still hard to find a hotel room in Indianapolis that time of month. But or have the Marat open, the shrine open, have everybody meet over there and have a big party over there. And then, you know, I still want our Grand Lodge to be on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday instead of a Monday, Tuesday like it's been forever.
Hey, I love getting out of work on Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't you dare.
I do too, but I think it was service better to be on closer to the weekend. I'm sorry, that's what I think. But I also think, why couldn't we have a Masonic parade on that Saturday morning before we start Grand Lodge session?
You mean how many Masons walking down the streets of downtown Indianapolis?
From the, you know,
have you seen the way the traffic drives? I complain and scream every time we go downtown.
Yeah, you don't even drive downtown.
And I won't.
But I mean, Saturday morning to get the cops to block off the streets. I don't know what it would take because Indianapolis is a different animal.
I take that back. 465 is the worst part about Indianapolis. Oh, 465
is awful. Don't get me wrong. Now that
that's like the mini Indy 500. They ought to just race there.
It's close. But if we're going to make a big deal out of this, we want everybody to see how big of a deal it is. Why not have lodges build floats, come in, have all the shrine units from all over the state come down and do their thing, and then have all the other appendant bodies in the parades. And you could advertise it and let people see, hey, we're still viable. We're still here. You know, you have all the shrine units going through there, and then you have all the blue lodges who want to build a float or do something like that, come through there and show off their, you know, their officer line or whatever. I mean, that's kind of, that's how I want Grand Lodge to be. I want us to make a big deal out of it. Would it be a little expensive? Yeah, but we could probably pay for it ourselves. You know, I mean, have the Skystrike open and, well, not open, but you know what I mean. Because that's where we have a Grand Lodge at Skystrike. I hope everybody knows that by now. But yeah, I mean, but if we're going to make a big deal out of Masonry, let's make sure everybody sees us making a big deal out of it. I mean, when they rededicated the Grand Lodge building, I forget what year that was. Had to be like 2010 or 11. Maybe 2008. The 200-year, I forget.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they basically rededicated.
It was after I got raised.
Yeah, because Jeff Zarian was Grand Master when they did it.
And it would have been 09.
Yeah.
Because Dwayne Vaught went out in 08.
Right.
And that was my first Grand Lodge, and Jeffrey Zarian was the next guy in line.
And then we, you know, all we basically did, we marched across the street from the Skystrike to the Grand Lodge building, and they, you know, rechecked the cornerstone and everything. I'm like, this should have been a much bigger deal. It should have been, you know, on the news. It should have been in the papers. It should have, everybody should have known about this. You know,
who's Grand Master the year you got raised?
Roger Rangel.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know what we ought to do? Talk to Vaught and
go beat the crap out of
Zarian. Because no. Vaught was Grandmaster when I got raised. He was towards the end of his term, but
yeah. Yeah, his year of being Grandmaster, that was not his whole year. His year was fine. But when he was his grand session, it was so funny. He tried to get everybody to sing "It's Been a Hard Day's Night" from the Beatles. And most of the guys there did not know the words to "Hard Day's Night."
Were you there in 2008? Think about that.
Yeah, I was there.
So Little did I know that somewhere in that building, you were there too.
I was master then, so yeah, I went down for that.
And little did you know that, you know, 15, 14 years later, you'd be like, hey, there's somebody in this building of 500 people I'm going to be a podcaster with.
Yeah, never know. Then I think 2010 I went down there because Monica the Grotto and didn't get recognized for it. So.
Speaking of the Grotto, since we've had this Masonic mix, and it's always fun to do a Masonic mix, we got some heavy traffic for that Grotto episode.
Neely jumped on us right
away. Neely, Michael Neely, we love it. But I had some people.
Than I did.
I had some people say, "I'm down. I'm down. I'm down." Nathan Webster, the master up at Eckerty Lodge, Marvin's son. Nathan's like, you just say the word. Just say when.
See, we can get it done. It's just the price to me is a little steep right now.
But, I mean, Michael, God, I love Michael. Michael is such a good brother to us. He's such a supporter of the show. And we have a little group chat that we don't always talk in, but every once in a while we'll send messages. Michael blew it up talking about, let's get this ball rolling.
And it would be great.
And Michael named it. He named it, and I love it.
What?
It was the Duco Shrine.
Yeah, I didn't. Duco Grotto.
Duco Grotto.
I found the name.
Because that's what I always say. And it's like, it's Duco. It's Du Bois County.
No, I got one better than that.
Or Dubois Grotto.
Even that.
What?
Hasir Grotto.
Hasir?
It's how you say Hoosier in Arabic.
Does anybody else have that?
Nope.
Hey, that's copyrighted. If I see that anywhere in social media, we will hunt you down.
I think that's how it's pronounced. Let me look it up real quick. But
Hasir.
He had it hyphenated. Not hyphenated. It's just because I just put on there.
Michael Neely loves us.
He loves everybody.
Michael's a great guy. We're just going to call this the Michael Podcast from now on.
No.
The Michael Neely Show, hosted by Jared Atkins and Todd Whaley.
Turn the volume up.
Who's here?
Who's here?
Who's here?
That's how you say Hoosier in Arabic.
Yeah, because they cut that guy's ear off in the bar fight, and they're like, who's here?
Oh, that's not even where Hoosier came from.
That's where Hoosier came from. Who's here?
Nope.
That's a joke. It's a joke.
I know, but it's false. Come from the Hoosier clan of Scotland. He settled here.
I don't know if you realize it. I mean, you were a transplant from Missouri, and you moved to the central part, but you're down here in German country.
Yeah, but named after a French guy, so explain that to me.
That is true. I hope everybody realizes that. Technically, Du Bois County should be pronounced Dubois, and it was named after a Frenchman. So it is a county full of Germans living in a Frenchman's county, pronounced like a redneck.
Yeah. But do you also know the founder of this county was also a member of Vincennes Lodge?
I don't know.
Before it was Indiana's Grand Lodge, of course.
Indiana's first lodge.
Yeah, he was a member. Vincennes. He was a member of Vincennes.
Vincennes Lodge number one.
It was Vincennes number 23 or something under Kentucky. I forget how it all worked out, but
yeah, because we were under Kentucky jurisdiction for a while.
All lodges were under Kentucky until we opened our grand. I think there was one maybe in Ohio, but I'm not certain.
What year did we open our Grand Lodge?
1818.
2 years after statehood.
Basically, yeah.
Indiana became a state of the Union in 1816. So 202 years ago.
Yeah, basically.
No, my math's wrong.
Yeah, it's 206.
Yeah, something like that. 206.
I could be wrong too.
We do that mathematics real good down here in the southern part of Indiana.
I ain't no mathematist. I'm barely an Englishman.
Mathematist. So, Todd, we're going to go ahead and put a bow on this. This has been nice. It's nice to get a little Masonic mix out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're back recording on a weeknight because
I'm busy Sunday.
We don't have any content. Right. We are contented out.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be a little while before we can block off a whole Sunday afternoon slate for marathon session. So, rather than take a break, we've got some good momentum here to start off season 5.
It's a fun get together episode, talk about what's been going on, and
boy, we have a treat coming up for you on the next episode.
We do.
Oh, yes.
All right, so
we're going to talk a little bit of Entered Apprentice. We're going to talk a little bit of Fellowcraft. We're going to talk about study and ritual. We're going to talk about coming back to Lodge after a break. We got a nice little.
Okay.
And then we might even have a third episode.
killing me, bub. Killing me.
I didn't figure we're going to get home late tonight.
Yeah, somehow.
So, anything left to say to your adoring fan base that loves to see you out more than me? Just kidding. You have been a great ambassador for the show lately.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe. I am going to get us an outro for the show that says something like, here, all of our social media channels, you can find past episodes. We accept monetary donations for T-shirts to be made. No, just kidding.
We're looking for advertisers, too, if you want to advertise.
Yeah, we'll make a little money. We're going to be the next, it's that other Masonic podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a mortgage company, though, like Conrad did.
Hey, Conrad just doesn't know it yet. I'm the podfather.
Okay.
You know what's funny? Right now in the works, and I crack this up because people always soft commit, but nothing ever happens. Right now in the works, I have soft commits for 4 other podcasts. Somebody wants to do one with me about wrestling, my cousin. That, I don't know if that's going to happen. Somebody wants to do a true crime podcast with me, but she's always busy.
The other true crime podcast.
Somebody wants to do one about mental health awareness. Somebody wants to do one about veterans.
Crazy podcast.
Someone wants to do one about veterans, which I'm not a veteran.
The other PSD podcast.
I have a lot of veterans in my family. I'm not a veteran, so I said I would just morally like be a guest or help produce. So this one, I don't know how I'm going to say this without properly saying it, but someone wants to have a podcast about alternative spicy lifestyles. We'll phrase it like that.
The other swinging podcast.
that's the wrong button.
You got a label there, bud.
I need a label. The other swinging podcast. Oh, my God. We just got our cards pulled from Grand Lodge.
Yeah, we're not swingers.
We'll just call it the other pineapple podcast.
The upside down podcast. I think the upside down pineapple's already taken.
I can't breathe. My face is turning red.
I think the upside down pineapple is already taken, actually.
I bet you there is. I've never looked, but I bet you there is some spicy lifestyle podcasts out there.
Yeah, there is.
But that's what I'm saying. So if I would have all these podcasts plus the two that I have, Steel Toes and Scoreboards and this one, I'd have like 6-7 pod. I would be the pod father.
Yeah, but you would be the coolest Conrad.
I would look at Conrad. Conrad, I am your father.
You're not married to Ric Flair's daughter.
Okay, fun fact, sidebar, my show, your show, our show.
Right.
How does somebody as fat and ugly and out of shape, and I can say that because fat guys can call other people fat.
True.
How can somebody like Conrad Thompson, who's a wonderful human being, but he's like a hideous chud, no offense, just like us, we're all the same. How does he marry a beautiful woman, and not just any beautiful woman? He marries Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah, but she knows he's looking at Charlotte.
I mean,
now, I'll tell you one reason alone. Cash is king, son.
Well, I mean, he did get famous from these podcasts.
And Conrad wasn't a poor man to begin with.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
I guess when you run a successful mortgage company.
Yeah, he did all right.
Yeah, he's just a good old boy down there from about Gunnersville, Alabama.
Yeah.
Pretty close. I went through Gunnersville when we was working down in Grand, Alabama. Yeah. Gunnersville wasn't far. Gunnersville Lake, one of the biggest lakes I've ever seen in my life. See people fishing out there all the time. We spent 3 months working in Grand, Alabama. So,
okay.
Down in, I believe that's Jackson County, and nice. We were staying in Scottsboro. Anyway, so.
Anywho,
this has been a Masonic Mix episode, that other Masonic podcast. So, for Brother Jared Atkins. Wait, I am Brother Jared Atkins.
Yeah, you're Brother Jared Atkins.
So, for Brother Jared Atkins.
And Brother Todd Whaley.
We'll just go ahead and keep it that way.
Yeah, let's not redo
this. This has been another episode of that other Masonic podcast, and we will catch you guys next time.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to that other Masonic podcast, Indiana's first Freemasonry podcast. Be sure to check us out on our social media channels, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. The views and opinions expressed on this show belong to Brother Jared Atkins and Brother Todd Whaley and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Grand Lodge of Indiana.